USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on Friday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene after a lower court ordered him to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in the state. In a filing with the court, attorneys for Graham, a top ally of Trump's, sought to halt his possible testimony while he continues to appeal the order to appear before the Fulton County Special Grand Jury. Graham's office described the South Carolina Republicans' filing as an attempt to defend the Constitution and the institutional interest of the Senate. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked the part of a New York state law that makes it a crime for people to carry guns into places of worship. U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. sided with two Buffalo area clerks, joined by two gun rights organizations who had sued and sought a temporary restraining order to stop the enforcement of the law while the case proceeds. The two sides are scheduled to argue the matter in court on November the 3rd as Sinatra weighs whether to go further and issue a preliminary injunction. Among the provisions of the new law was a ban on guns in places of worship and other locations deemed sensitive. MIT has got a new boss.
MIT has announced a new president of the school Thursday. Sally Ann Kornbluth is a cell biologist and the James B. Duke Professor of Pharmacology and Cancer Biology at Duke University School of Medicine. Since 2014, she served as the provost at Duke, the first woman to serve in this role.
I want to spend time really getting to know the people and the institution. I want to hear the full range of views and perspectives, and I want to help the people of MIT make MIT even better.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Heavyweights hit the campaign trail before Election Day, just over 2 weeks away. In Minneapolis, Vice President Kamala Harris rallying support for Governor Tim Walz. Earlier in the day, the VP participated in a roundtable on reproductive rights at the Metropolitan State University in Minnesota.
There is an incredible opportunity for coalition building.
Yeah.
Right? For bringing in all the folks that have been fighting for reproductive health rights and maternal health rights.
Vice President Harris was expected to attend a fundraiser event for the Minnesota Democrats later on Saturday. The Supreme Court's June ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade and left the question of abortion rights up to the states has produced ballot questions in a handful of states this fall. 3 states are asking voters some variation of whether they want to establish a right to abortion, while a single state is asking if its constitution should be changed to say there is no such right to abortion or for government funding. Kansas voters resoundingly rejected a ballot measure that would have permitted lawmakers to tighten abortion laws or outlaw the procedure outright in August, the first such test since the high court's ruling. The 2022 Major League Baseball playoffs are down to just 4 teams. The American League Championship Series shifts to the Bronx for Game 3 of the Houston Astros against the New York Yankees. Houston won the first 2 games at home and holds a 2-0 lead. In the National League Championship Series, it'll be Game 4 between the San Diego Padres and Philadelphia Phillies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.